A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Wednesday edition of the Daily 10. We're all presented by Prize Picks. It's your friend Matt back again, and we're ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. We are brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. If you're not playing Prize Picks, you're just flat missing out. It's the easiest and most exciting way for you to get in on all the action, watch all your favorite sports, all your favorite players, and all you're doing is picking more or less on two or more player stat projections, and you're watching the winnings roll in. I have had a nice little roll on my Braves picks on Prize Picks last night. We hit another flex with Ronaldo Lopez over 4.5 strikeouts, with Orlando Arcia over 1.5 total hits, runs, and RBIs, and we took the under on Hunter Brown, his 5 Ks for the Astros. So that was a nice win. We'll have another projection, another pick for you up at Real Matt Lana on Twitter today. Get in on all the fun. All you have to do is download the Prize Picks app. Use my promo code Matt, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. It's like free money. Download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Matt, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. All right, here's what's coming up on today's show. It's all brought to you by Ducks Dugout. Here's our Ducks Dugout lineup as we start with the Braves off another win in Houston. And what we're watching is the Braves' fifth starter, who continues to look like their ace. A very savvy move by Alex Anthopoulos looks smarter by the day. We'll talk about that coming up. Plus, I found one Falcons draft take to be pretty offensive. I'll share the details of it with you coming up. And guess what? Here we are again. It's time once again for the annual Trae Young trade rumors. And the timing, not surprising at all. We'll talk about all that and more in a moment. As I said, we're brought to you by our partners at Ducks Dugout. Ducks Dugout is one of the largest memorabilia showrooms in the nation. If you're a card collector, a memorabilia collector, autographs, you like to see prints, you like to see jerseys, you like to see some rare and exclusive stuff, well, you've got to get to Ducks Dugout in Marietta. It's 8,000 square feet of an incredible showroom that you're going to fall in love with, plus a staff right there on hand with 20 years experience in the industry to help you find exactly what you're looking for. You could be a hardcore collector or just a sports fan. You have to see Ducks Dugout to believe it. 2800 Canton Road in Marietta. That's where you'll see that massive location. Or their other store in Lawrenceville. You can check that out. And you can always shop online at DucksDugout.com. Well, the Braves beat the Astros 6-2 last night for their third straight win. Their fourth win in 5 games on this road trip. And last night's game was almost a carbon copy of the Braves' Monday night win in Game 1 of the series against the Astros. Once again, really good Braves pitching. Late game offense to put the game out of reach. And the Braves bullpen, again, did mostly good work. Let's start with the story of the night. Braves starter Ronaldo Lopez was awesome again. That's 3 really good starts for Lopez to begin his Braves career. Last night against a good offensive lineup, Lopez went 6 innings, gave up 4 hits, no runs, just 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. So in his first 3 starts, Lopez has thrown 18 innings, given up just 1 earned run, 4 walks, and 18 strikeouts, a sparkling 0.50 ERA. I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the way, but this is such an Alex Anthopoulos type of a move. You sign a guy that's mostly been a reliever, you give him a 3-year, $30 million contract, and say, yes, you can give it a shot to try to start. If it didn't work out, you still are getting a big-time elite arm in the bullpen for not an exorbitant price. But if he's a good starter, not this, but a good starter, the value of this deal is another huge win for the Braves. The bullpen for Atlanta last night did really good work up until the end. Tyler Matzek, an inning, a perfect ball with two strikeouts, and his velocity is really starting to come back. He was mid-90s last night. Joe Jimenez, who's been really good so far this season, he pitched a perfect frame with a strikeout. Aaron Bummer ran into some problems, and Aaron's had his share of problems early in the season. He only lasted two-thirds of an inning with a 6-0 lead when he came in. Gave up two hits, two runs, a home run, and a lot of hard contact. The Braves had to get Raisel Iglesias into the game, who came in, got the final out, picked up his fourth save of the season. As far as the Braves' offense, it was kind of like Monday night. It was pretty quiet through the first eight innings, but they exploded again in the ninth inning. The Braves got the scoring going in the second inning on Orlando Arcia's solo home run, his first long ball of the season. Then in the seventh inning, the Braves loaded the bases with nobody out. They did push across a second run on a fly ball that was a sac fly RBI for Arcia. They didn't get anything else done in that frame. Then came in the ninth inning when the Braves again opened it up. Four runs on five hits. Those five hits came consecutively with one out in the ninth inning. Marcell Ozuna, Orlando Arcia, and Jared Kelnick all singled in a row. Then the Braves got back-to-back doubles from Luis Guillorme and Chadwick Tromp. The Braves' 7, 8, and 9 hitters combined to go 5-for-12 with three doubles and four RBI in the game. That's incredible. I mean, typically the Braves' 7, 8, 9 includes Arcia. It's included Michael Harris. It's included Jared Kelnick. Well, last night it was Kelnick, Guillorme, and Tromp who combined to go 5-for-12 with the three doubles and the four RBIs. Speaking of Chadwick Tromp, he had himself a night. He was 2-for-4, two doubles, and two RBIs. The Braves also had a couple of hitters extend their hitting streaks. Austin Riley hit a double to extend his streak to 10 games. Our friend Kevin McAlpin from the Braves Radio Network had the numbers on Riley during his streak. He's 15-for-42 with a home run, five doubles, a triple, seven RBIs, and seven runs scored during his streak. Marcell Ozuna also extended his hitting streak with a single in the ninth inning, his streak now up to 15 games in a row. So the Braves will go for the sweep today in Houston behind Max Fried, who will face J.P. France at 2-10. The Braves 11-5 now in their first 16 games of the season. The only downside to all things Braves yesterday, the news that came before the game, that the Braves were placing Ozzie Albies on the 10-day IL with a right toe fracture, the big toe in his right foot. Ozzie was in a walking boot. He said he thought the pain would go away after he got hit in the foot by a curveball on Monday night. It never did. An x-ray revealed a fracture. Sounds like he'll be out 2-3 weeks. Doesn't sound like anything severe. Won't need surgery. So the Braves called up David Fletcher. So Fletcher and Luis Guillorme will handle the heavy lifting at second base until Ozzie returns. Braves again go for the sweep today in Houston against the Astros. All right, coming up as the draft approaches now, just 8 days away, I found one draft take about the Falcons to be pretty offensive. I'll tell you why coming up. But I want to make sure you guys are squared away when it comes to something as important as your insulation. And you don't think about things like insulation, but trust me, as a homeowner, it'll matter when we get to the scorching hot summer months in Atlanta of July and August, and you realize, gosh, why am I pumping out all this cold air and my AC is still not keeping the house cool? It's not because you have an AC problem. It's because you have an insulation problem. USA Insulation is a great local Atlanta company who wants to make sure you're squared away before the hot summer months. Now is the time in the month of April, while it's National Insulation Month, to have USA Insulation out to your home. They will do a free inspection, a free consultation to show you if you are like me. I was one of the 90% of homes that was under-insulated. If you are, they'll walk you through the process and explain to you how they're the only company that can inject the USA premium injection foam into your existing walls. Now, because it's National Insulation Month, USA Insulation has two great offers for you to choose from. All this month, if you get an insulation project done, you will get it with free labor, F-R-E-E, which will save you a ton of coin. Or, how does 0% financing for 72 months sound on your insulation project? No interest, 72 months, do not miss it. Go to usainsulation.net today. Here we are, 8 days away from the NFL draft, and we are on mock draft overload. To the left of you, a mock draft. To the right of you, a mock draft. You can't escape them. So, yes, I can't help it. I have dug into a few of the mock drafts myself. I saw one specific mock that had the Falcons taking Dallas Turner, the pass rusher from Alabama at number 8. And that one's been pretty consistent across the board in a lot of places. But in this mock, the Falcons took Dallas Turner and left Malik Nabers on the board, who went number 9 to the Bears. Of course, there was some pushback from Falcon fans who would have loved to see in some real draft Malik Nabers come off at number 8. Now, I can't subscribe to this. As much as I think the world of Malik Nabers, you can't just keep taking offensive pieces and hope the defense is going to somehow miraculously fix itself. I know the theory. You don't want to reach for a defensive player just because you have a need. Who says you are? Who says you're reaching if Dallas Turner is in the same group of players that you have Malik Nabers? Let's say you might have Malik Nabers a little bit higher on your board. Let's say he's your fifth player on your big board in the Falcons war room. And Malik Nabers, like I said, is 5. Dallas Turner's 8. I still take Dallas Turner. And that's nothing against Nabers. Let's assume Nabers is really good. In his career, he's going to average 85 catches, 1,100 yards, and 7 touchdowns a season. That's a Pro Bowl caliber player. I would still draft Dallas Turner over Nabers. Here's why. Do the math on the 85 catches and the 1,100 yards. While they're impressive, that's 5 catches a game, 64 yards a game. But instead, if I could draft Dallas Turner and get 40 to 45 snaps a game from a starter, a good starter caliber edge rusher, that's more valuable. And let's say Dallas Turner is only just pretty good. He's 7 or 8 sacks a season. That's more valuable. Doesn't always have to be the sack numbers. It's the pressure rate. It's the ability to not only get after the quarterback, but hopefully stop the run. Maybe open up something else for another pass rusher. And I would add this. Let's say you're in love with Malik Nabers, and there's a lot to love. You already have Drake London, who you say needs the ball more. You have Kyle Pitts, who we all agree needs to get the ball more. Bijan Robinson, who's going to get a ton of carries and targets. So you're going to fit in another top-notch level receiver. And then you're going to be upset that, let's say, Nabers pops with the Falcons, but it comes at the expense of Kyle Pitts or Drake London. I love Malik Nabers, but at some point you've got to attack the defense. It's not reaching for a need. It's getting a really talented player at a position of need for the Falcons. We'll see what happens. Just be prepared for a million more mock drafts in the next 8 days. All right, we have reached that point in the season, or in the year, I should say, where it's Trae Young trade talks. Every year around this time, we get all the Trae Young rumors in the trade market, so we'll attack the latest one coming up in a moment. First, I want to make sure you guys are squared away. I love doing good work on this podcast with a lot of great local companies, and I love working with the Rhodes Group. That's an independent insurance agency in the northern suburbs of Atlanta, whose job it is to get you and me the best rates on home and car insurance while rates continue rising. They won't slow down. It's so important that you guys are shopping your rates for your car and home insurance to make sure, A, you're getting the best coverage, you have the best policy, but you're also saving money. And with these rates going through the roof, working with an independent agency like the Rhodes Group, who will shop those rates to get you at minimum 10 home and 10 car insurance quotes in under 10 minutes, is a must. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain, like a lot of money, but also giving yourself the best coverage. You can log on to their website at rhodes-group.com. And then slash my last name, Rhodes, R-H-O-A-D-S, rhodes-group.com/Chernoff. You can fill out a form that'll take you 10 seconds, and they'll return you at least 10 home and car insurance quotes in under 10 minutes. You can go to rhodes-group.com or call them to get the quotes done for you right over the phone at 678-341-9667. As we look ahead to the next 24 hours or so, I want to remind you I will be out and about at the Daily Draft tomorrow. That's my go-to sports bar in downtown Woodstock. We will be there tomorrow night. If you're listening to the show on Wednesday, we'll be hosting our monthly trivia on Thursday night, April the 18th, from 7 to 9 at the Daily Draft, downtown Woodstock on Main Street, from 7 to 9. We've got tickets, prizes, a ton of stuff to give away. It'll be me and my buddy Dave Hubbard from the Trivia Zone hanging out in that two-story sports mecca known as the Daily Draft, with a craft beer bar right there, with a self-serve taps with that big beer wall, not to mention the biggest and best big screen in the suburbs, and a menu that is second to none. Sports bar food, no. This is a great menu with great options. You can find it at the Daily Draft. Join us tomorrow night, Thursday night, 7 to 9 at the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. You can find out more about the Daily Draft on Instagram and Facebook for all things Daily Draft. The Hawks are going to get it going tonight in the play-in round. They've become quite accustomed to playing in the play-in. This will be their third straight time doing it. You can also set your watch by the Trae Young trade rumors that pop up right before the playoffs begin. It happens almost every year. And this time, one of the rumors comes from Eric Pincus of the Bleacher Report, who writes, quote, many sources around the NBA believe Trae Young will be on the move this summer, assuming Atlanta can find a buyer. Let me go over that report from the Bleacher Report again. Many sources believe, they don't know, they believe Trae Young will be on the move this summer, and then they write, assuming Atlanta can find a buyer. He continues by writing, the buzz around the NBA is the Hawks will make significant changes, starting with moving Young, provided there's a market for the talented, diminutive scoring point guard. I guess if you say it enough times, it'll be true eventually. If the Hawks will trade Trae Young, I will continue to say the opposite. Unless Trae asks to be traded, I don't see the Hawks trading him. Not now, not anytime soon. I continue to ask the question, why would they trade him? Trae makes a pretty insignificant franchise pretty relevant, especially one that is 10 games under 500. Now, if you want to get into the blame game, you can do the they're better without Trae thing. I think you're lost. I think you're not paying attention. I think you're living in the past of he plays no defense. He's the problem. Trae played a lot better defense this year. The issues around Trae Young remain the problem. The Hawks have, with financial decisions, killed their own depth over the last 3 years by trying to stay away from the luxury tax. They've also not seen the development of certain players like Onyeka Okongwu. Now, I have seen some better play out of DeAndre Hunter, but not to the level of the fourth pick in the draft. So the bigger picture remains, why would you trade Trae Young for a franchise that has had better teams but has been more irrelevant? Think back to the 2010s or even the 1990s. Go back to those clubs with Mookie Blaylock, Steve Smith, and Dikembe Mutombo. They would routinely finish around the 4-5 seed in the East. They won more games, but nobody ever cared to talk about those teams or pay much attention because they were just pretty boring and lacked a star. Even the Joe Johnson, Josh Smith teams of the 2010s, they would win some more games, but again, didn't garner attention nationally, didn't fill seats consistently the way the Hawks do with Trae Young. That's not why you keep a star, but it's a bonus when you're running a business. And let's be clear, Tony Ressler has shown us over and over, this is about business as much as it's about winning for him. Let's move all that to the side and talk about Trae the player. He's a 26-year-old in his prime point guard, who, by the way, just set the all-time assist record for the Atlanta Hawk franchise, who averages 26-27 a game, who, yes, his defense has improved, not to mention he's probably the best passer in the NBA, and he can still score what he needs to score at will. Here's what I would do. Continue building around that star player, and it's not easy when your best player is a 6'1 point guard, but that's the task you chose when you picked him, or should I say traded Luka, for Trae. Continue to try to find shooters. Find wings who can play defense. Help him with more pieces around him where we're not sitting here doing this dance every year about Trae is a problem or should they trade him. No, build the team around him properly and you'll be just fine with a team that's battling in the playoffs instead of the play-in. So we'll do it again next year when the Trae Young rumors pop up again. I don't see him being traded. I don't see any reason why they would trade him. It doesn't make sense to get lesser players and draft picks in return for an in-his-prime point guard who you maxed out with the idea of keeping him long-term. We'll see what the Hawks do tonight in Chicago, playing fun against the Bulls. If you guys want some fun, you'll subscribe to this podcast. If you're a first-timer, thank you for listening. Or somebody who listens every now and again, guarantee it's waiting for you in your podcast feed at 10 a.m. by subscribing right now. Day off on the radio today with Braves baseball coming your way. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow on the radio and tomorrow here for the next edition of the Daily 10 presented by Prize Picks.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.